Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
State Senator Sean Ryan appears poised to begin his long-anticipated run to become Buffalo's next mayor. While no official campaign announcement has been made, Ryan is holding an event Saturday morning at Asbury Hall at Babeville. In July, the senator formed a fundraising committee called the Sean Ryan Victory Fund. While the effort was ostensibly created to fund a campaign for state office, the dollars could be transferred to a new authorized committee if the decision is made to run for a county or local office. As former Mayor Byron Brown was preparing to depart office earlier this year, Ryan may have shown his hand in a statement that read in part, quote, "For the first time in nearly two decades, Buffalo will have the chance to address our many challenges with a clean slate and fresh eyes." Many observers believe acting Mayor Chris Scanlon and former City Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield will also run in the 2025 mayoral race. A familiar holiday fundraising effort on the streets of Buffalo is set to continue, but with two different individuals leading the way. For over 20 years, Reverend Eric Johns has spent a week living among the homeless as part of an effort to raise awareness and donations to the Boxes of Love, a holiday campaign with the goal of providing food to 4,000 families. While Eric Johns announced last year would be his last living temporarily in the streets, his sons, Alex and Nate, will continue the tradition next week. Campaign begins tomorrow as volunteers will begin assembling bags of groceries at the Buffalo Dream Center on Maston Avenue. According to release, volunteers and donations of toys and food are still needed.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I did something I have not done for years. I headed up to Lockport to the beautiful Keenan Center to see their production of 39 Steps. Fully professional production of the 39 Steps. And they have a whole season coming up there.
Well, I was envious when I saw the cast list. I mean, these are A-listers. Peter Horn, Anna Kremholz, Jeremy Kruser, and Jacob Albarella. Just saying their names, I have to laugh because they are such great comedians.
They have a Christmas cabaret coming up there and then shows in the spring, I Love You, You're Perfect, Not Change, and so forth. But downtown, we were both at the same performance of the Thanksgiving play at Ujima.
Talk about comedy. These hopelessly woke people just stepping on each other constantly, trying to put on an authentic Thanksgiving play.
They can't win for screwing up, and they know how to do that.
Well, about the only authentic thing about it is the playwright, Larissa Fasthorse. She is really Native American. But one of the great jokes is they hire what they think is a Native American actress to satisfy the rules of a grant. It turns out she just has six headshots, one of them has braids and a feather.
Yeah, she's a fabulously flexible ethnicity, and that's Melinda Capellas doing that role. She's so funny. So if you're in the mood, political farce at Ujima Theater Company, very well done. And we also got over to Shays to see the national tour of And Juliet, a jukebox musical. But the songs are inserted into this story with such cleverness and wit. And I really adored Teal Wicks as Anne Hathaway, wife of William Shakespeare, who gets it in her head that Juliet should not die at the end of Romeo and Juliet, that she should go on to make her own choices and live her own life.
One of my favorite moments, to your point about inserting the songs cleverly, when Anne, Shakespeare's wife, suggests a different ending. He has a hissy fit, and his song is, "I Want It That Way."
For those of you who need enticement, Teal Wicks was one of the Shares in the Share show on Broadway, and she is a former Broadway Alphaba. She can sing. I got back down to New York. I promised people I would mention about seeing the Sunset Boulevard, which is a minimalist production of Sunset Boulevard, which works very well. I saw understudies go on for Joe Gillis, for Betty, and for Artie. And honestly, if I had not been told, I wouldn't have known. They were so proficient. One marvelously funny bit, for people who know about this, they use a lot of video camera to get close-ups of the actors live as it's happening. And there's one part after intermission where Joe Gillis is followed by a camera leaving his dressing room, walking outside of the theater, around the entire block, back into the theater, and then walking on the stage. But as he's walking in front of the theater, the actor has to stand next to a life-size photograph of himself. But this time, of course, it's the understudy looking at the man who plays the role in the exact same costume. He does a double take. He kissed it. The audience erupts in laughter and applause, just marvelous, and then walks on into the theater. Sometimes it can be more fun to see an understudy, honestly. Sometimes it really can be more fun.
Well, that bodes well for the January Broadway trip. Sunset Boulevard is on the list. And again, as you so often say, hey, it's Broadway. There might be an understudy. There might not be. Things might change, but it's always going to be good. So you went to an installation for the Theater Hall of Fame.
I'm among the voters for the American Theater Hall of Fame, which is an installation at the Gershwin Theater. And this year, Buffalo's own Stephen McKinley Henderson finally inducted, honored for his work, well, all his work on the stage. He's well known for film as well, but as being one of the definitive interpreters of the work of August Wilson and for his performances in the work of Stephen Adlai Gyrgyz primarily. Also, this year's class included William Finn, the composer of falsettos and of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. He was delighted to hear that there had just been a smart and wonderful production of Spelling Bee here in Buffalo. That pleased him to hear that. He was very charmed by that.
How gracious of him.
He was gracious, yeah. But the highlight was spending time with Stephen McKinley Henderson and his wife, Pam, and celebrating his remarkable career. I felt such joy.
Well, I think it's charming that you were at Stephen McKinley Henderson's installation to the Theater Hall of Fame, because he was there to introduce you to the Buffalo Plaza of the Stars.
He did that for me, yes. Very, very grateful. I wouldn't put those two accomplishments on equal footing, but yes, it was very kind. For Theater Talk on WBFO.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.